I have a personal grief. I always hear with people who have been with me in gatherings. And this grief goes like this. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." But he said to me, "Go out into the darkness and place your hand in the hand of God, and this shall be better to you than light, and safer than the noon way." That's my personal prayer. It's a quotation I learned way down the line of fitness. But I so delight in saying this creed every time. It's become a watchword. And God says to you, "Go out in the darkness, place your hand in my hand, and that's going to be better for you." Man does not know anything. And we do not pretend to know anything. God, the all-knowing, leads the way. Like I say, my job here is to say thank you to you, which is very simple. But we'll go a little beyond that. We have gathered here for my daughter, Titana. Surprise how, by the day, God performs in the life of the televoters. Since we do not know what we are doing and what we will do, and it is God who performs for us, the surprise is whatever you see us do is God doing, not we ourselves. From the birth of Titana until she was about 5-6 years, it was difficult for us to discover her real problem. We never knew she had problems in speech and deaf, so she was a dumb and a deaf. To tell you the truth, until after the first 3, 4, 5 years, we finally got Dr. Kate Bryant to examine her in our presence. And she had her sit down, and she went behind her head till her finger was snapping. She said, "My name is Tommy." She snapped and snapped and snapped, and she said, "My name is Tommy." She said, "The little girl is here." And she just came here. A working mother has had a child for 5-6 years already, and still can't do anything for herself. And she had to go to work every day. I had to go to work every day. But again, God loves whom we do love. We never bothered anything. We never thought there was a problem in any form or shape. Finally, we managed to find an old woman here in Gaetown who took care of her until the university had some professors here. We had a Ghanaian professor there, and his wife was Grace. May her soul rest in peace. They killed them right here in Vigo, both she and her husband, and maybe one or two of their children. It was that woman who took us to Italy. She too was a school teacher. But to her point, after the first year, second year, she said she couldn't do anything more for Italy because she had gone, the father she could go with her and with the other children, and to not disturb them, she sorry she couldn't keep Italy in the class. Not knowing one day we had a man here to take her from Grace. You see, the story about Edema is so fascinating that I cannot tell you all. At least you have the definition of Oni, the principles for which he stands, and the determination, the willpower she has. I do not consider eternal handicap. Because either in my own lifetime or even after my life, I'm sure she is going to make a headway someday. Someday. I so believe that. Maybe you are there to see it. Maybe not. But Chitema is no different from any other child of ours, from the way she behaves. And above all, she doesn't speak fault with nobody. She doesn't make love with any other children. She just mute and loves to do what she wants to do. But one thing about her I like is that she is determined and has very strong willpower. She has shown it in church. She has shown it in the community. And you see a demonstration today, for which I'm so happy. That's the definition of the lady demon. Then we come next to the definition of the lady, that her performance and her attributes and her future as I see it. And now I'm going to tell you, thank you very much for all your help. Maria, we thank you so much for you. Thank you so much for what you have done for us. You've given us more impetus to believe that Shema is going to be somebody. And I don't say this out of sin. She's going to be somebody. Whether married or unmarried. She will live her life and will prove to the world that God alone lives. If there are spirits beyond this world who are praying and wishing her well, we might be a little suspicious, maybe superstitious, but this is why Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what you do. My belief is that the spirit world are working with us and glorifying us through God, through us, making God's name rich, and we hope we can continue to live that way until we lose our needs. I thank all of you for coming. I'm sorry I did not have anything prepared and I'm not good at impromptu remarks, but occasions such as this do not require impromptu remarks. They require actual feelings, and that's how I feel about the channel. I'm not ashamed of her. I've never been ashamed of her before. She has never come home with problems from nowhere. No report, no nothing. Certainly, the chairman is going to make it. Thank you.